Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Backed with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
Hey, True Believers, welcome to Freak of the Week. I'm David Hickney, your host. With me, as always, is Roger, my best friend, my co-host, my companion in life. He's a praying mantis. He is the best friend a guy could have. He's with me. Also, this week, we're talking about the Year Eater because we're almost at the end of our year, so it makes sense to talk about this specific creature now. With us this week is Marty Serafinowicz.
It's Morty Serafinowicz.
Sorry, Morty Serafinowicz.
Yes.
I apologize, Morty.
Yes.
So, you are an expert on this creature, the Year Eater.
The Year Eater, yes.
Could you maybe explain what the Year Eater is?
The Year Eater is a giant toad. It sits in the orbit of the Earth. And on New Year's Eve, the Earth passes through the mouth of the toad.
Through its, it goes in, like, it's that big of a toad.
It's a world eater, kind of like Galactus.
What's a Galactus?
I don't have time to explain this to you.
Well, I mean, you were using an example that I don't know. That's why I was asking.
Comic book people know what I'm talking about.
Okay. So anyway.
It's a world eater.
It's a giant ass toad. Like, it's that big that its mouth is big enough to take in the planet Earth.
Yes. It's got like an elastic, it's got the, the throat where, how it blows up like that. It's
big.
It expands big enough to hold the entire Earth.
So kind of like a pelican, but with a toad.
Correct.
Okay.
And so the toad is not interested in, like, water or food or anything traditional.
Okay.
It eats all of our goals for the entire, or from the previous year.
Goals?
Yeah, you set a goal for yourself.
Right.
Like fitness or, be a better person.
Or find my wife who's been taken by the mole people.
That's very true.
Right.
When did you set that goal?
I mean, I set it every year. It's my yearly goal.
And you haven't accomplished it yet?
No, unfortunately not. As you can tell, my wife is not here.
Have you ever thought that maybe you have found her in previous years?
What?
Well, I'm just saying, because the Year Eater, what it does is it eats the previous year's goals, and it makes it appear to you as though you've accomplished nothing.
Wait, so you're saying that I may have found Sheila and then forgotten about it?
Either that or she just left again. I don't know. Wait, she left in the first place.
Yeah, no, she was kidnapped by the mole people.
I mean, if you say so, but you're the one running a podcast out of your sister's basement.
A, I'm in this basement because I had to burn down my trailer. And B, this podcast is part of finding her.
How's that been going for you?
Roger, I swear, if you were bigger, I would let you just eat this guy's head right now. I swear to God, Roger. No, it's okay, buddy. Look, let's just move on. Let's move on. Okay, this is not supposed to be about me. This is supposed to be about this creature.
Yes, I'm sorry. That was unprofessional of me.
Yes, it was. So look, it eats our gold. It doesn't eat. So how do we not notice this? How do people not realize that the entire planet is being consumed by a giant toad?
Because the mouth part of the toad, it's stretched so thin, it's transparent. You can't even see through it. People just think it's maybe a little bit of a cloudy day.
Okay, so it's like see-through toad.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. Totally makes sense. I get that.
Like think of it like blowing a bubble with gum. Like, you can still see through it. It's just the color's a little off.
Okay, and this is every year December 31st?
Correct.
Okay. What about, like, because of how we do things? I mean, there's leap year. How is it still December 31st, January 1st?
Oh, it just has to get in there right before the new year. Leap year, in fact, is actually beneficial to the toad because that's one more day of gold that it gets to eat.
Oh, so it's like Thanksgiving for the toad.
I mean, it's not like 366 versus 365 is like huge difference.
Right.
It's more like a palate cleanser.
Oh, like a little sorbet between courses.
Absolutely.
Okay, I get that. So if we're always forgetting these goals, how do we ever accomplish anything as people?
Well, we don't. As a society, we seem to are constantly losing track of what we're doing because we make the same mistakes over and over.
Fair enough. I'm actually, I don't like to do this because it's not supposed to be the time, but I'm actually going to bring in our counterpoint here, Elizabeth Marin. Elizabeth, what do you think about this, the world eater, this toad?
Well, obviously, as always, I think that it could possibly be a way of those of you that believe in this world toad, a way of not holding yourselves accountable.
What?
For your own actions, and not being able to manifest your own goals and your own destiny. I myself have tried a lot harder recently to hold myself slightly more accountable. I want to apologize to our listeners. I had a bit of a meltdown.
Yeah, just a little bit.
In our last episode, and
yeah,
I listened to it
afterwards.
It was very unbecoming. And I just want everyone to know that I'm very sorry and that, I have sought counseling. Mark and I are in therapy now. It's going quite well.
Uh-huh.
He's
actually getting out of his garage and actually going to therapy with you?
Yes.
He just seems like he always spends time talking to strangers in his garage.
Well, I mean, you know, we all have to have our hobbies, but, yeah. And also the peanut butter chocolate birthday cake was delicious.
Yeah.
Anyone wanted to.
Yeah. I can't believe how angry you were on our birthday.
I was worried about you.
I don't know if you weren't
in any of your little hidey holes.
I don't know if you noticed this, but, I told you happy birthday last week on the show.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
I told you happy birthday not on the show.
Right.
You need a happy belated birthday.
Thank you,
David.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Also, now all of David's guests have to go through a very thorough security check to get into my basement because I just feel that it's safer for me and my family.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I have to cancel my appointment with my proctologist. I'm so, feel like I've been searched thoroughly.
Thanks. Oh, don't exaggerate.
So let's get back.
Oh, sorry. I'm happy belated birthdays to both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Roger appreciates it. It's not his birthday, but he appreciates the sentiment as well. So we're talking about the world eater. Morty, what makes you qualified to talk about this? How do you know about the world eater?
I got
the year eater. Jeez, you got me saying world
say,
eater.
It kind of is. I mean, it doesn't swallow the world whole or nothing. It doesn't swallow. It just kind of, it spits out at the end. But it remains in orbit.
Right.
So I got a telescope, and I was looking out into the sky, mm-hmm. as I do.
Right.
And I saw this really odd, not even a star cluster or something, but I was looking at it near the sun, well, mm-hmm. you know, where the sun would be. It was nighttime. And I just saw this weird thing. It was... sort of like ribbiting.
Ribbiting.
Yeah, it was like it was pulsing out.
Okay.
And I was like, what the heck is that thing? So, you know, jacked up the old power on the telescope, and I'm like, well, I'll be damned. That's a toad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this was 3 years ago when I first seen it.
Okay.
And, yeah, New Year's is a hard time for me, so I don't go out to the parties. I don't drink.
Right. No, it's important not to drink and party.
Yeah.
On New Year's. It's important. No, not, so.
But I was looking out at in the space there, and it was weird. I was looking at the sky, and there was a green film,
right,
kind of over, almost like you take cellophane almost, but it was like a weird sickly green color.
Weird sickly green color,
and it only lasted for about 90 seconds, and then after, it came off when you snap a balloon or something. You know what I mean? Like, it was very fast. It was very elastic.
Okay.
And that's when I looked up, and the source was that freaking toad again.
The toad. You saw the toad again?
Yes.
Right. So how many times have you seen the toad in the sky?
I've seen it 5 times.
5 whole times. That's a lot.
Yes.
That's amazing.
The last 3 New Year's. The first time I seen it at random, and you know, it may be maybe it was getting some other, you know, it was eating constellations or something, or it was going after some other planet or asteroids. Hopes it doesn't know.
Right. It just eats.
Yeah.
I get that. No, so it has no like conscience or like a self-awareness.
I mean, do any toads have conscience?
I don't know. I haven't had a conversation with a toad in a long time.
I mean, you lick one and you lose all inhibition.
Right. Okay. No, I do know that. So what do you think, Elizabeth? What is that? There's really good evidence here. I mean, he's seen it 5 times.
So,
through a telescope, a real scientific instrument.
Morty, can I ask you? Did you have any experience any intense or traumatic events 3 years ago? Maybe the death of a loved one or a breakup.
Well, I don't
loss
have
of
any
job,
loved ones.
Anything
no
like
loved
that?
Ones.
No, I mean, I wish I could lose my job.
What is your job?
I'm a janitor.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can understand wanting to lose that job, yeah.
So, you're a janitor, so I assume that you work with a lot of probably cleaning chemicals, ammonia, bleach.
I don't know what she's going at with
things
this.
Like that.
I use green cleaning cleansers.
Green
cleansers.
Okay,
so you use all natural cleansers. I actually really commend you for that.
Me too.
Well, you know, it's not really my choice. I work in California, and the school is all very liberal.
Okay. Oh, so you're a school janitor.
Well, it's a university.
Okay.
I'm not going to say which one.
Hopefully not Stanford.
I'm not going to say which one.
Do you two know each other?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
Okay, because it almost sounds like you work at Stanford, and she went to Stanford.
I'm just telling you that I'm not going to say.
He's not going to tell you, David.
Because I don't want to know which. I wouldn't want to say which school I may have stolen my telescope from.
Ah, I get you. I get you.
You just admitted on air that you stole something?
I mean, that's the American way.
You don't know that my name is really Morty.
You mentioned Manifest Destiny earlier.
Okay. I think I may have to drink on this episode.
Look, you still haven't found any way to counter his point about this. You assumed that he was consuming chemicals, and it turns out he was using green cleaning products. So, yeah, you haven't.
I do like the smell of that. Simple Green.
Yeah,
yeah, it's very nice.
He keeps mentioning green a lot. Green chemicals, Simple Green, green haze.
What's your point?
When did I say haze?
Something about an elastic balloon snapping together in green color
in the air. I thought that was very clear.
Yeah, I don't understand what your point is. Roger's green. Does that mean Roger's a problem too?
You know, Roger's not a problem. Roger also doesn't believe in giant toads in the sky because Roger is a logical
mantis. Are we putting words in Roger's mouth? Why don't we ask Roger? Roger, here. Here's the mic. Do you believe in the Year Eater? Mm-hmm. There you go, Elizabeth.
Yes, Roger wanted to learn to fly, and he did in fact learn to fly. He doesn't need to manifest some creature that eats his goals in order to shirk responsibility.
Who's talking about shirking responsibility?
I think it's definitely possible that maybe you feel unfulfilled in your job, Morty, as a janitor. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that profession.
I think most people are.
Are you psychoanalyzing him right now?
Well, that's one of my PhDs, so yes.
I think everybody's, or most people are going to be dissatisfied in their profession.
I'm dissatisfied in my choice of counterpoint right now. Jeez. All right,
I'm the only choice you have, so.
Well, it's not. That means it's not a choice.
I mean, you could have someone else on here if you wanted to.
No, because then there's nobody that's actually answered the call for counterpoints because everyone else believes in these things.
That's not true.
That's totally true.
That's not
and
true at all.
On that note, we're going to take a break for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back, True Believers. All right, Roger, you're going to get your chance here, so go ahead. You've always wanted to read the ad copy for an episode, so I'm letting you do it right now. Go ahead and tell the True Believers about our sponsor. Huh? Oh, that does sound good. Nice job, Roger. That was really good ad copy. Don't forget to mention the website. Yep, there you go, True Believers. Make sure you buy their stuff. All right, True Believers, we're back. Thank you for listening to those words from our sponsors. They give me money. Not enough to, you know, get out of this basement and get a new trailer, but they give me some money. We are here with Marty Serafinowicz.
Morty
Serafinowicz.
You keep calling him Marty.
I don't know. Something about years and Marty just makes sense to me. I don't know.
Did you just make a movie reference?
I don't know what you're talking about. Remember,
are you
admitting
that you actually enjoy some pop culture?
Remember,
David?
I have not watched any movie besides Encino Man that has come out since 1965, so I don't know what movie you're talking about.
I don't know why you make this weird shit up, but okay.
What do you mean, make shit up? I'm telling the truth here. Everything we do on this show is about the truth, Elizabeth Marin.
So, Morty, tell us more about the toad.
What would you like to know? I feel like I kind of gave like a general, he doesn't seek out victims. It's just like a
happenstance.
You're in the way. You're in orbit. The toad is also in orbit in the path.
Can you describe a little bit more about how the earth and these goals move.
Did you just scoff at the earth?
Through the mouth of the toad. So does he swallow them and digest them?
No.
He said it spits it out at the end.
Yeah, it's like
it's a spitter.
It's like a weigh station. It stays
a weighing.
Yeah, it holds it. The toad holds it in its gullet. It never breaking, never slow. Well, you know what? Me slow it down. It might explain climate change. Now
so
I think about it
treats our goals sort of as mouthwash.
Not at all.
Swishes it around and then spits it back out?
No, it's more like a chewing tobacco.
Oh, so he like sucks out the goals from the tobacco and then spits the wad.
Exactly.
That sounds disgusting.
Okay, I totally makes sense though. I get that. So he's like, it's like the earth is a lozenge.
Well, I mean, a lozenge would eventually dissolve away and
with a rock in the middle. A lozenge with a rock in the middle.
It's like a buttermint.
What the hell is a buttermint?
A buttermint.
Buttermint?
It's those things that Aunt Janice used to bring to Christmas.
Oh, God,
all the
those
time.
Things are god awful.
Yeah, they are.
Like, the outside's not so bad. You throw it into a cup of hot cocoa and it melts all the buttermint pot out, but then you're left with that chewy center that sucks.
Yeah.
So we're the chewy center.
That sounds right. All right, we're going to take some callers because I think the people really want to know. Some more information about this. So, caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Todd. Thanks Todd. For having me on your program.
Yeah, no problem, Todd. Do you have a question for Morty Serafinowicz?
Dr. Serafinowicz. I'd like to know about, I have an alternate theory about the toad, which is that I don't think the toad actually, spits the earth out, but passes through through its body and comes out the space anus, or as I like to call it, the spanus.
Spanus.
It comes out the spanus sometime in mid February, which is somewhat analogous to Valentine's Day, which I've never celebrated. But I was wondering what you think of this theory.
I was wondering, do we, if it passes through, then your hypothesis has that the toad would digest us.
And then spanus us out.
And then we would be fecal matter covered.
Well, it's not a full digestion. It's like when you eat corn and it goes through your body and it doesn't completely digest. And it comes out the other side, and that's what the earth does. It's like it strips away all the gold, but leaves the corn. I.e. earth coming through the spanus.
I must say, this is actually very fascinating to me.
Do you think this is a possibility, or?
I mean, yes, because like the gullet of the toad, the anus would also be elastic.
Okay, so it's got a rubber butt.
It would have a similar effect.
So it's got a rubber butt that the earth could pass through around Valentine's Day.
Elastic.
Well, some scientists say that the human anus is almost nightmarishly elastic, so I would imagine that a space anus would be even more so.
Now, would the...
How would gravity affect the space anus?
That's a good question.
I just want to hear
that
the answer to this.
That actually is a good question.
Well,
the lack of gravity, I should say.
Well,
does the toad have a gravitational pull?
I mean, if it's bigger than the Earth, it would have its own gravitational pull.
I do not believe that the toad itself has a gravitational pull. The toad goes where it wants.
Well, the Einstein conjecture that the space-time continuum is folded by objects of high mass, and so the Earth being of high mass and the space toad being distended as it is, the Earth actually gives the space toad indigestion.
And
at the end, when it comes out the spanus, it's actually a very kind of liquidy kind of diarrhea type of.
Does that explain monsoon season?
Ew, Elizabeth, that's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
I'm your brother.
Yep, and you haven't showered since you went and got my birthday cake.
Didn't need to leave the house. Anyway, Todd, you seem like you're very, very smart. How do you come about your theories, and what is your background?
Well, I am currently looking for new opportunities. From the vantage point of my mother's basement.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I find I can do my research more well down here while I'm not being disturbed by inessential human contact.
I totally get that, Todd.
Yeah.
Todd, I got another question for you. Do you have a computer then?
Yes.
We should totally collaborate on this. Next time I'm cleaning the computer lab at the unnamed school,
maybe Stanford.
I will. I need your email. Could we get his email off? When he's off the air.
Yeah, Todd, I'll have you talk to my proxy, Jimmy.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd really like to get in touch with Todd. He's got some. He's definitely got some interesting ideas that I'd like to explore further.
To communicate with you too, Doctor.
And don't worry, we don't have to see each other, because neither one of us probably wants that.
No.
I think we should talk on the dark web.
Ah, yeah, that's a good idea.
I'd never turn the lights on when I'm in there. I don't like the school to know that I'm using their computers.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you so much for calling in. Look at that, Elizabeth. Two real scientists talking about a phenomena, planning on collaborating on some sort of scientific journal entry.
I'm sorry, two scientists?
Obviously.
A janitor and a gentleman that lives in his mom's basement?
I haven't seen this because it came out after 1965, but Roger just said, Good Will Hunting?
It's so much fun how you can constantly reference movies that you claim you've never seen.
Roger referenced it. I did not.
you know, when I bought you Roger, I thought he'd be a good companion for you. I didn't realize that he would become a mouthpiece for your nonsense.
Roger has his own mouth. He puts bee heads in it all the time.
Yes, he does, and he chews them up and he swallows them, and then, that's all he does.
And then he said Goodwill Hunting and applesauce? I don't know.
Applesauce is delicious. I don't know what those two things have to do with one another. Actually, do you need more applesauce? I'm going to the grocery store.
Yeah, I can always use more applesauce.
Do you
applesauce.
Want the regular kind? The I want the chunky. The fruity kind?
I want the chunky applesauce.
Chunky, do you want cinnamon?
Yeah. I put in my own cinnamon.
You put in your own cinnamon?
Yeah, I get bark from a tree and I shred it.
You'd have to have the actual cinnamon bark, though. You'd like the cinnamon sticks.
It comes from a tree.
Do you need more cinnamon sticks?
I just go from the backyard and get the bark there.
That's not cinnamon. That's a birch tree.
Tastes good.
Is that where all the bark from the birch tree went?
I mean,
I love the birch tree bark. It's pretty and it's white, and now the tree is naked.
I love it too. It tastes amazing.
You stripped the tree. Stop stripping the tree.
All right, we're going to take another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Janice Green from Baltimore, Maryland.
Hi, Janice.
Hello, Janice.
Hey, I want to thank Morty for bringing this topic to light because, as we know, the Year Eater is a conspiracy between the weight loss industry and it's funded by Weight Watchers. Probiotics movement and even Peloton cycling.
Wow,
it's a whole can of worms, David. I don't mind telling you. Like, people don't realize. You know, I don't subscribe to the conspiracy thing, but I will say that there are forces in this country that would very much like to see the Year Eater taken out.
Well, it is a conspiracy, though. I mean, all of those different companies. Movements are working together to keep people in that constant cycle of trying to get some weight loss or some health benefit in their life, but you know they have to be well funded to keep the Year Eater off of the satellites. I mean, someone's got to pay off the government.
Well, okay, so it sounds like we're talking about two different things. You're saying that there's a conspiracy of people that want to keep the Year Eater out of our knowledge base, and you're saying.
There are two different sides to this.
Okay,
David.
So there is a contingent that wants to kill the Year Eater.
Absolutely. PepsiCo, the McDonald's Corporation, they would very much.
Oh my God.
So we're all working together.
They very much want to keep the World Eater.
Well, let me ask.
Year Eater. You're doing it.
Yeah. So let me ask this question then. Is the Year Eater something that is essential to humanity? Like, if they killed it off, would we be screwed?
I would actually say quite the opposite.
Right. I actually save the planet, but...
Okay.
You know.
So we
we might never elect Republicans again. It would be fantastic. You know, we'd learn from our mistakes. We'd realize our goals. I mean, and not just say this as an American, because it does seem like we're very directionless.
So what you're saying is... First, we need to become aware of the toad, and then we need to murder the toad.
I'm not sure there are forces on this earth that could kill the toad.
There are too many industries involved. It is a global conspiracy to keep this going and to keep it from the worldwide population.
Wow. What do you think, Elizabeth?
I think it's a very interesting manifestation of what could possibly be, you know... How did you put it? Global, not global domination, but global conspiracy?
Wait.
I know that there are a lot of, a handful of very powerful families that tend to control a lot of things. So are we again trying to take the blame away from actual people and place it on a fictional object in the sky?
I just want to know, are you saying that you believe in this conspiracy that's against people?
That's against people. I definitely think that there are some people in power, such as the Koch brothers.
No, he said Pepsi.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I believe she's referring to a different
K-O-C-H.
Oh, okay.
I always call him Koch.
Koch.
Along with a handful of others that do control the global economy.
So you're agreeing with us on something?
Yes, it's.
So you believe
it can be proven.
You believe in the toad.
I do not believe in the toad.
Well, how do you believe in half of it and not the rest of it?
The toad has nothing to do with
it. Has everything. You just little phone call and Morty.
Brainwash us.
Oh.
Okay, so David.
Oh.
how is it that you believe absolutely nothing that I say, even though I present you with actual proof, and yet you will believe any mishigash that comes out of any person's mouth
from Baltimore
that calls in this ridiculous show? If I were to leave, maybe I could not be an expert one day, because, you know, maybe somebody actually answers your ad, and I called in as a caller and debunked something, would you then believe me if what? I pretended to be, like, if I talked like this and then pretended to be somebody else and was like, hey, David, none of this exists, would you suddenly believe me?
Where did Elizabeth Marin go? Roger, where did she go? Who are you?
I'm a caller calling in to let you know that you should take responsibility for your own actions.
We have one line. What
exists.
Is going on? Janice is still on the line. How is this? Who are you?
Janice, are you there?
I am the voice of reason.
I was wondering what happened to Elizabeth as well.
Am I hearing a ghost? What is going on?
I am the voice of reason, David. Please stop being insane.
Roger, why are you shaking your head at me?
You left the house on your own recently. You can do anything.
I'm sorry, this is all too bizarre.
Okay.
I'm gonna go now.
Yeah, I'm gonna hang up on both people because I don't know what's going on. I hope Elizabeth Marin comes back because that was ridiculous.
I think that was enlightening, David.
How did you get back here?
I'm fucking magic.
Why have you not told me this until now?
I don't know. I didn't think you'd believe me because you don't listen to anything that I say.
I listen to everything you say. It's just usually you're wrong.
Should we take another caller?
Are you from that place that you told me about from those books?
That place from those books?
Yeah, Toadworts?
Toadworts?
No, that's not wrong.
That was Frogworts.
Frogworts?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an off-brand.
Okay. Is that what... Did you go there?
Sure.
Is that what Stanford really is? Is that...
No, Stanford is actually an accredited and respected university.
Okay. Let's take another caller. Caller, where are you from? What's your name?
Hi, this is Sunflower. I'm calling from Riverside, California.
Hey, Sunflower, what's up?
Hi, David, I just wanted to let you know I'm part of a small community of people who we also follow the Toad.
Okay.
Yes, we call him Ted.
Ted the Toad?
Yes, and I wanted to touch note on something one of your earlier callers mentioned about how we believe also that the Toad passes through the Spanus, but as we call it, the celestial chocolate starfish. But yes, we also believe the same, but we recently have come to a horrible realization. We believe, possibly as early as last year, the Toad has become constipated.
Oh.
And so we have not yet passed through the Toad. This might be why, as possibly you feel as well, David, that this last year has gone on forever.
Yeah, it does feel like it's been going on forever.
Yes, we still believe that we're inside the Toad right now, and we have not yet passed through.
Morty, is this a possibility?
I suppose anything's possible, but, especially after as many times as we must have passed through the Toad by now, that Spanus has got to be stretched pretty, it's not so taut no more.
Well, we also believe that if Ted consumes too many gaseous nebulas, it becomes constipated. Like, this would not be the first time this has happened. Common signs of this happening are horrible earthquakes here on Earth.
Okay.
Like that time, like, in Sri Lanka, that we had such a bad earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
The Earth got knocked off its axis. That was a constipation. Same as that radiation plant in Japan.
Oh, the Fukushima.
Yeah. Yes, that was it. And... Of course, we just had this recent one in Alaska not too long ago.
Right, yeah.
So we believe that we are still stuck in the Toad.
Are we like in its intestine? Or are we like in the anus area at this point? Or are we still in the stomach? Where are we on the digestive tract, do you know?
We believe we still might be somewhere in the lower intestine.
Okay.
Possibly packed behind some kind of planetary fudge that has not passed through.
Planetary fudge. I got it.
I suppose what we're really, and not so much with the science and the anatomy and whatnot, getting back to what the Toad feasts on, which are the goals of people. Failure is at an all-time high in this world.
It's true.
So perhaps it's just bitten off more than it could chew, and it's just... It's just sitting there like so much cheese.
And it's not just failure. It's the fact that in many areas and goals, we have actually regressed. and this could add to the constipation as well.
Oh, so if we like we actually regress, like if we our goal was to lose weight and we gain weight, exactly. That adds to the constipation.
Well, to be fair, if it's true that we don't really pass through, it could actually be even pre-eating goals that people haven't even thought of yet.
Okay, so like potential goals.
Yeah, so people are, that would explain the regression.
Okay.
Yeah, people aren't even bothering setting goals anymore, or even that their previous goals that they even might have achieved are being erased.
Kind of a spiritual version of your eyes being bigger than your stomach.
I mean, I don't understand what this flower child is saying half the time, but some of the reasoning is pretty sound.
His name is Sunflower.
I thought that was his name.
That is his name.
No, I mean, when I said flower child, I thought I was...
Close.
Okay.
Morty, we do appreciate, another fellow, follower of Ted, and we would love to see you sometime here at the Orchid Love Compound.
There you go. Look, you and Sunflower and Todd from before should get together and really come out with a full report.
I'm afraid if I'm going to collaborate with Todd, I can't possibly talk about Ted with Todd and the Toad. It's too much.
Ted is the Toad.
It's too much. It's too much.
Why?
Then there are tadpoles. It's a whole thing.
Morty, just accept him and love him. David, I'm going to sign off.
Okay,
Morty,
thank you, Sunflower.
I mean, no offense to the kid, but I just can't with these names.
Right. No, I names are a thing, yeah. I mean, people have names. That's kind of how it works. I mean, I have to say the name Elizabeth all the time.
Yeah, but it's not like you got to deal with somebody named Eliza Duth or something like that.
Eliza
that's
Duth?
Close to the name or something.
Who's
Ted, Todd.
Whose name is Eliza Duth?
No one. I'm just saying.
Well, why did you bring up an Eliza Duth?
No, I'm just saying that name only sounds like that.
Roger, do you know Eliza Duth? No? Okay, well, I don't know what you're talking. You know what? You're starting to confuse the hell out of me. So we're going to take a break and hear some words from our sponsors, and then we'll be back with more callers, True Believers.
Greetings, Earther scum.
Hey, friend. Don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity.
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't gonna like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memorial Development and the DVMPE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, applesauce.
That's what this stuff is.
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say...
Don't fuck them.
In front of Grandma. Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
I are getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
You're not cleaning that up again.
All right, we're back, True Believers. Thank you for listening to those words from our sponsors. We're still here with Morty Serafinowicz. I got it right that time.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, and Roger and Elizabeth, all here talking about the Year Eater, or Ted the Toad, as we found out his name is.
From one very small sect of the population, yes.
I mean, from the... What was it? Something about orchids or something?
I can't with these names. We're not doing this again.
Okay. So I just have a quick question.
Sure.
Play along for a second. Does Ted the Toad talk?
That's a good question.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Is he a Ted the Talking Toad?
No, he doesn't talk. You wouldn't hear him anyway. He's in space.
Well, he's already partly transparent, you said. So
right.
Ted the Talking Transparent Toad, I can see that. It's not a thing?
No.
Okay.
He's not a talker.
Okay.
He's a...
Does he ever carry any tension? Like, he's supposed to be constipated, so maybe he's very feeling very tense.
There's tension when you're pulling back on the spanus, for
right,
sure.
Right, so he's Ted the Transparent Tensioned Toad.
I suppose that's true.
Okay. Has he ever come tardy to the party? Like, has there ever been a year where he missed the window?
No.
That's terrible.
Disagree.
Tell me about it.
All right, we're going to take a caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Yes, I am Mayor Kyle Macklin.
Hello, Mayor Macklin.
Calling from Tuscola, Illinois. And I would like to say that I have a solution to this problem. If I am elected to the Supreme Court, I would like to institute National Toad Day on January 2nd to remind us all of our goals that we had in the previous year and that probably did achieve them.
Did you say running elected to the Supreme Court?
Yes, I am running for Supreme Court Justice.
Dude, what?
Yes, I am looking...
You know you can't do that, right?
I'm looking to become the Big Mac Supreme.
What?
Yes.
What is this guy talking about?
I think that he is mayor of a town somewhere, and he believes that...
Tuscola, yeah.
Tuscola, okay.
I heard that's a shitty town.
I thought they had a pig as mayor.
No, he was not mayor. He was just up against me. And, no.
Up against you how?
I like rubbing you?
Wait. This sounds familiar for some reason to me.
He was against me in the last election,
Wait, aren't you in jail right now?
Are you calling us from prison?
Are you calling from prison?
You accepted the call.
And
so.
Why is there a pig against you when you're in jail?
Well, no, the pig...
He ran against
you. Yeah, and won. I remember this story.
Why
now.
Were you racing a pig?
The pig won in a write-in campaign. 9-6. You lost. You had 6 votes for you.
I actually want a recount.
Oh, yeah, okay, recount.
6 is the goal I'm coming for.
Yeah, because 15 ballots, somebody messed up. 15 ballots.
Anyways, once I'm elected to the Supreme Court, then I could pardon myself.
Oh, wait, you're gonna be on the court as a felon and then pardon yourself.
It's not the first time.
I mean, I feel like as long as he's not from New Mexico, the current administration would probably put him in.
That's fair.
And I'm banking on that. I actually am the founding member of the People's Choice Party. And the people,
what's the
people
People's Choice Party?
All I know is your awards suck.
My what?
Your awards.
My awards?
Yeah. From your party.
Oh, from my party, yeah. The People's Choice. Well, it just has to do with what the people say. If you don't like the people, then you would not...
Why are we talking about this? You want to make a Toad Day. That's what you called in about, right?
Yes, National Toad Day.
Ted the
January
Toad Day.
January 2nd.
January 2nd. What would this entail?
It would entail us... thinking about the toad and reminding us then that we did accomplish some goals over the last year.
Like getting arrested?
Your goal was to lose to a pig?
So in a few days, we're going to have a new year. Are you going to forget this goal of having the toad day? Is he going to forget this goal?
I think he should also forget about the being mayor or whatever. He lost to a pig, for Pete's sake.
There's going to be a recount.
There is, or are you just asking for one?
I have asked for one, and they said that there will be one.
Okay. I'm fairly certain you're in no position to ask for anything.
I'm in a very comparable position right now, but once I'm on
comparable
the Supreme,
to what?
Once I'm on the Supreme Court, I'm going to pardon myself, so this will all seem like nothing.
I don't know what this has to do with the toad anymore. Thank you so much.
I'm just going to say,
Kyle Macklin,
so many things wrong with that call.
Yeah, I would agree with
that.
What, you don't agree with that? There was many things wrong with that call?
I just was, I'm a little abashed that was the call that set you over the edge.
Yes, simply for the fact that he's proposing the exact wrong thing that we should be doing.
That you can't run for the Supreme Court.
Not at all. That's not what I was talking about.
Well, that's the thing that bothers me.
Okay, but he wants to remember the goals. He wants to have a remembrance day. No, that just gives it more... to eat next year. You're not understanding.
You don't want a fat toad.
No, fat toads, then they become bull toads, and it's a whole thing.
Are there other toads out there, or is Ted by himself?
I do not have a powerful enough telescope to see any other toads.
Okay,
other than
I was just wondering if there were other toads, if they ever fight or have wars.
I don't think so.
Okay, so we don't have any history of battles between toads.
I do not believe that they are weaponized, no.
Okay, good to know.
But as I was saying, there's really only one way to battle this particular toad.
So we're going to battle the toad.
I mean, actually, it's going to be with more of a pacifism.
Okay.
And I can't say we're gonna because the people always trying to better themselves and they think setting goals is the way to do it. I'm here to tell you. That's bunk.
B-
fun.
I don't know. I listened to a podcast the other day. It was Doctors Davila or something, and it was all about goals and goal setting and how important it is. It was very enlightening.
But if the goals get eaten, what's the point of making goals?
What, like, are you the one person who listens to that podcast?
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, it does seem like a pretentious name for a podcast.
I didn't name it.
I'm just saying that I don't know if I would listen to a podcast where they're like, well, we're doctors. I mean, if we called this show Freak of the Week with Dr. Elizabeth Marin, I think people would not tune in.
I mean, I think it might give a little bit more credibility to the show.
I mean, I could just call it Dr. Freak.
I like that a lot.
It's kind of like Dr. Pepper, but not.
I mean, or Freak Doctor. That would be good.
Freak Doctor. I like that. Yeah. Maybe we'll go Freak Doctor if we ever change names. And Roger, we'll call it Freak Doctor with Roger. That way you're happy.
Freak, Roger Dodger.
What?
I don't know.
Should we take a call?
Yeah, we should take a call.
Actually, wait, I was going to finish my point.
Finish your point.
So the only way to actually stop the toad from eating anything is to have no goals.
I like that. No goals. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, K-Sara-Sara.
Yeah, exactly. How about that, Elizabeth? No goals. K-Sara. K-Sara.
Don't give up on your goals, people. Goals are very important.
I mean, there's only one goal I have, and that's finding Sheila.
Yes, okay, so let's use that as an example.
But he's saying that if I don't have that as a goal, I will find her.
That's not at all what he said.
I didn't say that.
Well, what the hell? Then how am I supposed to get my wife back?
I think that you should just move on, David.
And what's going to happen to Sheila? She's
going
to
live.
She's been captured
life.
By the mole people. No. I can't leave her to the mole people.
Yes, you can.
What?
You can leave her to the mole people. I think she likes being with the mole people.
Where do you get that idea?
She likes being with the mole people more than she liked being with you.
Oh, snap.
And you should simply move on and find someone who likes you the way that you are.
Well, I think Mark likes staying in the garage and talking to strangers more than talking to you, apparently.
That's why we're in couples counseling right now.
Well, if I ever find Sheila and bring her back, we'll go to couples counseling. Not the same one as you and Mark.
Wait, did you say you're going to break her back?
I said bring her back.
Oh.
You know you have to leave the house to go to couples counseling, right?
I've left the house. I went to that C232 thing. I went to the Elgin Fringe thing. I've been to places. I got you a cake.
You did get me a cake. It was a great cake.
It was a great cake.
I still don't know how you left the house by yourself, though. We had to tie you up and put you in the trunk for the other events.
I have feet. It was your birthday.
Yes.
Sorry that I care about you, sister.
You do?
I got you a cake.
I mean...
I haven't punched Mark in the face yet.
Well, that's because he'd kick your ass, but...
Yeah, okay, I'd like to see him try.
He does work out.
And me and Roger could just take him.
You and Roger?
Yeah.
Roger.
Roger's nodding, yeah. Roger knows.
Yeah, okay. All right. His little mandibles.
We have a caller on hold waiting, so we're going to go ahead and take the caller. Caller, go ahead. What's your name? Where are you from?
Yes, hi. I'm Jasper.
Jasper.
And, I'm from Idaho.
Hi, Jasper from Idaho.
Jasper sounds a lot like Todd, but snottier.
I was actually going to say that.
Why you got to be busting Jasper's balls?
I'm not really busting Jasper's
You called
balls.
Him snotty.
I did.
I am very offended by the
I apologize, Jasper, for the uncouthness of my panelists.
You know, not for nothing, I think Jasper's a better name for the toad.
Than Ted?
Absolutely.
Jasper the Toad versus Ted the Toad?
Jasper Toad.
I think you're crazy.
I think you're all crazy.
Anyway, Jasper, I'm sure you called in for a reason.
Yes, I did. I would just like to say that I've been listening to your call.
Mm-hmm.
David and Elizabeth, and... I'm afraid that
he says our names with such disdain.
That was weird.
I must say that your guest, I believe, is full of, and if you'll pardon my language, bunk. He's full of bunk.
What?
There is no space toad that is swallowing up the earth.
Are you saying you're going to debunk this particular creature?
Absolutely.
And also, it's a spode for short.
Spode.
That is the most ridiculous concept I have ever heard. We all know that it's an axolotl.
What the hell's an axolotl?
An axolotl is a small amphibian.
Okay.
that looks like a little pig. And an axolotl is a much more appropriate creature to swallow the earth. I don't know where this toad nonsense
came from. So would it be a spaxolotl then?
It is indeed a spaxolotl, if you insist.
So either way, it's an amphibian.
Yes, it is an amphibian, but we must be precise in these matters.
Okay. Is it possible that you confuse your amphibians, Morty?
If it looks like a pig, I would definitely say it's a space pig or spig.
That sounds really offensive, Dave.
I said it's spig.
You need to definitely enunciate for that one.
Spig. It is a spaxolotl.
Spaxolotl.
Spaxolotl. Say it. Say it.
Spex falafel.
Spaxolotl.
Spaxolotl.
I spaxolotl.
Okay, so we've got another very intelligent person arguing the point here, Elizabeth, that there is an amphibian, at least, out in space, swallowing our planet.
It looks like a pig.
A pig amphibian.
At first, I thought that we were going to dispel with this ridiculousness of any sort of amphibian out in outer space. But
right.
Now you're just saying it's a fancier amphibian. An axolotl.
That is correct.
Something that probably most of our listeners have never even heard of.
Thank you for pronouncing it correctly, Dr. Elizabeth.
So, wait,
you're welcome, Jess.
I have to say, this episode has been amazing. We have all of these experts. We have Todd. We have Morty, we have Sunflower, and now we have Jasper. And I feel like all of you should get together and really come up with a really good paper on this thing and publish it in some scientific journals, because I think we all need to know these things.
We could get together like in Armageddon, just a group of dudes who they come up with a...
What's Armageddon?
I just said it's the end of the world.
It's a movie?
Yeah.
It was made after 1965, so David's going to pretend that he's never
seen it. I never saw
Roger,
it.
Roger, do you know what the Armageddon is?
Roger's shaking his head.
Please explain it,
because I don't want to miss a thing on this, okay? So go ahead and explain it to me.
Oh, boy.
David, I would not be interested in getting together with your guest until he renounces the heresy.
Well,
the pure heresy.
Well, here's my point, is you obviously agree that it's an amphibian that's doing this. Your argument is over what species of amphibian, which I get. So wouldn't it be better, instead of you telling him to renounce his choice or him telling you to renounce your choice, is to get together and have a discussion about it, an even and fair discussion where you can figure it out on your own and work like actual scientists do? Which is what this show is all about.
Fine, only if he buys lunch.
Okay, there you go.
He brought up an interesting. He used the word heresy. So am I to think that your beliefs is that the Year Eater is a celestial?
Sir, the spaxolotl is merely one step.
Can we at least agree and just call it the Year Eater for now?
Fine.
There we go. Compromise,
the
I like it.
The Eater is only one plane removed from the Seraphim.
That's kind of like my name.
Serafinowicz, yeah.
I don't think this is a coincidence, David.
Oh my god.
Perhaps I
think this guy was put on the line specifically to speak to me.
I feel like this is destiny right here.
Perhaps this is true.
Remember, no goals. We just do.
Wow, true believers, this is an amazing moment. I think we have just encountered real fate happening on our show. I feel like we've made a connection between Morty and Jasper that could maybe save the world.
Sir, I am at your beck and call. I am a tabula rasa for you to fill with your knowledge.
Well, I'm not sure you can contain all that.
We'll see.
We got yeah. Absolutely. We'll get Todd and
Sunflower.
Not so much Sunflower.
Well, I think you should still talk to Sunflower. I mean, it's important.
That we'll definitely get Todd. I think you two would get along great. You sound very alike. And even the earlier Baltimorean.
Yeah, that was Janice.
Janice, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had some, she could handle all the legals. She seemed to know the ins and outs of that. I think we're putting together a dream team right in front of you.
I'm feeling it.
I feel as though that we are on the cusp of putting together the Justice League of Amphibia.
That sounds like a great name.
I definitely can't say no to that.
Yeah, it's a Jilla.
Yes.
Yeah. Elizabeth, I feel like you have to be impacted by this. This is, you have to feel like how important this is now, right?
Did a bunch of insane people want to get together and start a Justice League?
Never mind. All right, I'm going to wrap it up there because Elizabeth has just been like a huge downer on that one. Looking forward to all the results we're going to get from this Justice League of Amphibia. For Morty and Elizabeth and Roger, I want to thank all the listeners and thank all the callers. If you don't have the ability to call us in when we're recording these live, you can always shoot us a message on Facebook on Freak of the Week, or you can actually, you know, shoot a message to me on Twitter. It's not really me, it's Jimmy, my proxy, doing it, but it's David underscore Hickney, which is that little low line, not the middle line, but the low line. That's an underscore, I guess. On Twitter. So check us out there. But thank you so much, True Believers. We'll be back next week. Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. So where's my actual sister, Elizabeth? Has she been swapped with a body snatcher? Is that who this Amanda Davila is? Is a body snatcher? That's crazy. All the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors. What? How is that possible? I don't know who Lindsay Chmielarski, Alan Morgan, Patrick Harrington, Paul Hennig, and David Musto are, but things are going to get violent. I mean, like, really angry violent. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. Ha! Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.